So joined now by the mayor of the town of Yarmouth, Pam Mood. Mayor Mood, thank you for being here. Good morning.
Always my pleasure.
Want to talk a little bit about 2022 and a look back on this year. What are some of the things that the town's accomplished, that council's accomplished, that you're going to look back on and say, wow, this was a great year for us here?
Well, I'll start by saying that in my 10 years, this is probably the best year for accomplishing projects, getting things done. You know, you start with the return of the ferry, which means the ferry terminal has to be done. We got phase one up and running at the tune of, you know, $10 million, but that was all levels of government. So that's done, ready for phase two. You know, the active transportation trail is top of mind for this council. Not just for physical, but for mental health. So we've connected one end of town with the other. It's wide, everything from scooters, runners, walkers, you know, baby carriages, all that stuff. Everybody belongs on that trail. The response we're getting is phenomenal. Gosh, the list is long. You know, we had some great, great accomplishments with regard to the downtown and winning awards. And I mean national awards, which means you know, it's not always just about the award. It's about the attention you get. And we know that the more people that are here, the more taxes that come in, the more projects we can do. So, you know, we're all about drawing folks to the area. We think we have the best quality of life here, of course. So, you know, people are coming in. I would say one of my highlights is that the population went up almost 5%. And if I put that into perspective, our population in Yarmouth hasn't gone up since the early 1990s. So this is huge. That's hundreds of more people that are finding Yarmouth home. They can go anywhere in the world they want to be, and they choose here. So we're doing everything right. We're setting the table. My goodness, you know, the list really is long. The accessibility piece that, you know, the team got up and running is tremendously important. By 2030, we have to have that all, you know, laid out. So the accessibility committee is up and going. Just lots of things.
Mm-hmm. Want to ask you as well, when you look back on 2022, we saw that announcement at Mariner Center in October. Will you look at that moment as, okay, this is where we're starting here, this is where we're going with Mariner Center?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, if I had to draw a list, I think that would be number one. This is by far the largest project that Yarmouth County municipalities have ever tackled. To get that amount of funding for something that the community has been screaming for, you know, we need it, certainly. And again, I go back not just to physical, but mental health for everyone. So when that funding came through, it was just, okay, let's get this moving. You know, credit to everyone that put everything on the table, that came together, had the discussions. And frankly, we couldn't have done this without the best chair, and that's the deputy warden of Argyle, Nicole Albright, and she's just been tremendous with keeping everybody in the loop and making those connections.
And looking ahead to 2023, what are some priorities you're looking at right away?
Woohoo! I just want to, you know, let's keep on the roll. We got so much done this year. So, you know, we have to kind of hit the reset button and see, you know, what is it we want to tackle? I know for me, and I know council's with me on this, the waterfront is really, really important. There's so much potential down there. We remember always that it's a working waterfront, and we respect, you know, the fishers, which give us, you know, this economy. They make the economy go round. So respecting that piece and the businesses that are down there, you know, what else can we do with that waterfront? You know, try to connect more trails, work more on the Mariner Center, get that accessibility up and running. And then let's put that aside and tackle some of the issues that are, let's call it what it is, provincially mandated. We've got healthcare, which is mental health again. I mean, I don't have to say to anybody what's happened in this community in that regard. Is there something we can do at our level, even though it's not ours to bear? It's our people We see these folks face to face. If there's something we can do, we can't, we will. And housing. I mean, with more people, we need more housing. And what is it we can do with this level? It's not a municipal job to find housing, but how can we, you know, work towards more? What kind of plan can we get in place? And we've always done that. We just have to really dig in and figure this piece out. So lots on the slate, lots on the slate.
And it's been a busy month for holiday celebrations as well. I want to ask you about the New Year's levy. I saw there was a post there today about that. That's coming up on January 1st.
It is. We are inviting everyone from the whole region, so it doesn't matter where you live, come on into Town Hall from 11 till 1 on New Year's Day. We'll have live music, lots of great food, and actually people will actually be serving it, so that's even a bonus. You know, it's a great way to ring in the new year. It's a wonderful tradition. You know, council will be there, some staff. You know, meet your neighbors, meet some people in the neighborhood, and it's just a great way to start off the year. So we're excited about that. 11 till 1 on New Year's Day at Town Hall.
Mayor Mood, thank you, and I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and holiday season, and all the best in the new year.
Same to you always.